Chapter 4. Sports Foul Play. Comprehension. Read this letter. To the editor. I found last month's article, Quick Gains, Lifelong Pain, about athletes who use anabolic steroids to improve their performance, very interesting. I was pleased to find out that checks and tests are now carried out at all major sporting events to make sure that everyone is playing fairly. However, I disagree with the writer who states that this will ensure that all sports are played fairly in the future. There are other ways of cheating, and while researching my forthcoming book on the history of sports, I discovered that a small number of athletes have found surprising ways to break the rules. One of these is an Algerian runner called Abbas Tahami. In 1991, Tahami ran in the Brussels Marathon and secured an easy victory. However, some spectators were surprised at how much the runner's appearance changed during the race. He seemed to grow taller, and although he started the race with a mustache, by the end he had shaved it off. After an investigation, it was discovered that Tahami's coach had run the start of the race for him. He had then swapped clothes with Tahami himself, who was hiding behind a tree 10 miles along the route. A similar trick was attempted at the 1896 Olympics, again in the marathon. A runner named Spridon Bolokas was so eager to win the race that he hired a horse and carriage to help him. As soon as he had run out of view of the crowds of spectators, he jumped in the carriage and ran the rest of the race from a sitting position. He still only came in third, but when race officials realized what he had done, his bronze medal was taken away from him. Another runner used an even more clever method to cheat at the Olympics, and this time it was many years before it was discovered. Stella Walsh was a Polish runner, and in 1932 became the women's 100-meter Olympic champion. Stella remained a heroine for the people of Poland for almost 50 years. However, in 1980, Stella was killed during a bank robbery in the USA, and her secret was discovered. Stella Walsh was really a man. Although taking drugs may now be the most common form of cheating in sports, it has certainly not been the only method. Therefore, while testing for steroids may prevent cheating through drug use, I do not believe it can prevent athletes from attempting other dishonest ways to win. Rebecca Lorenz, Madison, Virginia.